your Braille display. Assuming you have a Braille display connected and you configured WindowWise to use it either during or after the install, you will notice that it is always displaying information relative to what is going on. For example, as you move around in Windows or within your program, the display will basically follow and show important information. The display is not simply showing exactly what your synthesizer is speaking. It is much more intelligent than that. If you do not have a Braille display or do not wish to use it with WindowWise, feel free to skip this section. As you tab around, the information being displayed can be broken down into three different components. You have the control type, the field name, and the field data. The control type is the type of control you are on, like a checkbox, radio button, edit box, etc. The field name is the label associated to the control. For example, first name, age, phone number, etc. The field data is the actual information in the control, like your actual name, your actual age, or your phone number. By default, the display will show the control type you are in, followed by a blank cell, then the field name, followed by another blank cell, and finally the field data. This is all subject to change depending on your specific likes and needs. WindowWise supports a wide range of Braille displays. Each display is different in how many cells it supports. If it has routing keys or double routing keys, the number of buttons, and their placement on the display. WindowWise has default functions for each display. Braille keys will allow you to scroll the display left or right, or up or down, from where you are. You can get detailed attribute information or spacing information, or you can even track the mouse. There is a tremendous amount of flexibility in what you want the Braille keys to do, and, as you'll find out later in this tutorial, it is extremely easy to configure the display to your exact wants and needs. If your Braille display supports routing keys, you can typically use them to issue a click at the position of your cursor. If you place the mouse on a line in your application that is constantly changing, you can have the display update with this information. This is especially useful on a progress bar or status line that can change very regularly so that you're always up to date with what's happening on the screen. By default, a feature known as Quick Message Mode is enabled. Quick Message Mode is a feature that will display information that is typically not displayed on the screen but is voiced. For example, when you press the NumLock or Caps Lock keys, WindowWise will speak the current state of those keys, like NumLock on, NumLock off, Caps on, Caps off. There are many more examples like this, where something is spoken, but nothing is actually displayed on the screen. But in these cases, whatever was being shown on the display will be replaced with this quick message. After the default of 2 seconds, the display will go back to what was there before the quick message. This is a great way to get the quick speech message without disturbing your normal work. Let's show you where to go to examine the hotkeys that are available for your specific display. Now recall that when I installed WindowWise, I decided to not use a Braille display. And I also left that setting alone when we ran the Quick Start Wizard. So first, I'll show you where to set up a Braille display. So to do that, let's press Control-Backslash to bring up the WindowWise control panel.
Settings, e-screen closed, 1 of 7, preview, depth 1.
So we're in WindowWise. Let's press D to focus the devices area.
D, devices closed, 7 of 7.
Okay, let's press the right arrow to open that.
Devices expanded, 7 of 7, 2 items.
And now we want to down arrow to Braille displays. Down arrow once.
Synthesizers, 1 of 2, depth 2.
Synthesizers. That's not what we want. We want
Braille displays, 2 of 2.
Braille displays. Now press the tab key.
Displays and list view, 1 of 62.
This list view shows all of the Braille displays that WindowWise supports. Choose the one you want. In this case, I'm going to choose the Sync Braille.
Why? Sync Braille 2032, 1 of 62.
And to do that, I just pressed S and Y really quickly to jump to that item. Now, this particular display connects through USB, so I don't need to go through and set up the port that it's connected to. But you probably will, so just tab through the rest of this part of the WindowWise control panel, and you can tell WindowWise the port your display is connected to. I'll press the Enter key.
Dialog Braille settings, do you want to keep these settings? The new settings will be reverted in 15 seconds unless the Keep Changes button is pressed. Keep Changes K button, default revert R button. Revert R button.
Okay, so I want to press the letter K to keep these changes.
Displays Sync Braille 2032 list view, 51 of 62.
Okay, now that that's been selected, let's press Shift Tab. To go back to the settings tree.
Settings e-braille displays 2 of 2 preview depth 2.
We can press the left arrow to close this.
Devices expanded 7 of 7
again.
2. Devices closed 7 of 7.
Now press the letter B to go to braille.
B. Braille closed 6 of 7.
Press the right arrow.
Braille expanded 6 of 7 2 items.
And down to hotkeys.
Hotkeys 1 of 2 depth 2.
Now we can press the tab key and we will land in the list of braille hotkeys for this display.
Keys all programs down arrow key left down list view 1 of 15. Up arrow key left up 2 of 15.
Now I'm just pressing the down arrow to go through this list.
Escape key left down 3 of 15. Shift tab key left right down 4 of 15. Alt key right down left down 5 of 15.
So this list shows all of the hotkeys that have been set for the braille display. Notice that as we tab through,
capture braille key button.
You can press the space bar here on the capture key button, and then a dialog will open that tells you to press a key on your braille display. Press the key, and then you'll be back in this dialog, where you can then tab again to
key function S alt combo box 1 of 1.
You can then set a function to be performed when you press this key, and if you keep tabbing, we'll find
add hotkey dialog button.
You can add a windowize hotkey that should be performed when you hit the key.
Add keystroke button.
You can add a keystroke.
Add custom keystroke. Dialog button.
Or a custom keystroke.
Clear entry button.
And you can delete the keystroke or hotkey you've just added, but leave everything else intact.
Clear key button.
You can clear the key, which will leave the braille hotkey still defined. It's just it won't do anything when you press it.
Delete key button.
Or you can delete the braille hotkey completely.
Keys apply to global radio button. Check 1 of 2.
And you have a group of radio buttons. By default, the key will apply globally, or you can have it set for a certain application.
Save to disk S button.
And then you tab again, and we're to the save to disk button. And again, once more.
Minimize M button.
Minimize.
Settings E hotkeys 1 of 2 preview depth 2.
Now let's press the down arrow to go to options so you can set some of the more commonly used options for your braille display.
Options 2 of 2.
Press the tab key.
Translations computer braille radio button check 2 of 2.
This is where you can set whether or not WindowWise will translate anything sent to the braille display. By default, computer braille is selected. But if you're comfortable reading contracted braille, also known as grade 2 braille, you can quickly set that here. Tab again.
8.braille off radio button check 2 of 2.
You can turn 8.braille on or off.
Quick message mode global on with timeout combo box 3 of 3.
We already discussed quick message mode, but this is where you can set how you want that feature to behave.
Timeout 2 of down edit box.
This is how long the quick message will be shown on your braille display before it vanishes. Tab again.
Show simulated braille window no radio button check 2 of 2.
Generally, you will probably want this off, unless for some reason there's a sighted user who wants to see what's happening in braille.
Save to disk S button.
And then we're back to the save.
Minimize M button.
And minimize buttons. Braille is a very powerful feature in WindowWise, and we've just scratched the surface. Feel free to explore these options or consult the user manual for more information on how to use Braille with WindowWise. Now let's move on to the next section.